Item one is a zoning agreement amendment at 1320 Concordia Avenue East under file ZAA1 of 2013. Mr. Chairman, I'll just bring to your attention that a revised report has been submitted by the Winnipeg Public Administration that we just received this afternoon.
How is this different than the last one?
It's slightly, the recommendation was slightly, and Michael can maybe just explain what the difference is.
It's speaking to condition one in the recommendation. It's just a matter of rewording. Originally, the report was written in such a way that would align the list of uses that are not permitted on the land. It was originally written in a way that would align the language better with our new current zoning bylaw, but in doing so, it was discovered that it would then be permitting uses that weren't otherwise advertised. So that had to be changed. Otherwise, our recommendation remains the same.
Okay. We have the applicant registered here, Greg Zielecki. You should come forward and speak. End of the table. Yeah. Sorry for the lights here tonight. If you could just state your name and address for the record, it is being digitally recorded. Actually, yeah, if you don't mind sitting on the other side.
This side?
Go, yeah, sure.
Sure.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gabriella Bridges.
Am I sitting
on this side? Oh, like very up.
Sure.
How far?
We'll help you guys here tonight. Perfect.
Just to your right. One chair to your right.
Yeah, perfect. Those two.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what? You can sit down there if you want. It doesn't matter. They don't run the meeting. He does.
I'm getting closer.
Not a problem.
We'll help Thomas here tonight. All right.
Don't interrupt the meeting again, please. Go ahead.
I'm Gabriella Bridges. This is Greg Galecki. And we represent Harborview Village, 1320 Concordia Avenue East. We're the owners of the strip mall, and I'm also the property manager. And we submitted an application today because currently we have 50% of our 10-unit mall leased, and we had our real estate agents present many opportunities to us, from anything from a sushi restaurant to a convenience store, and we've been limited in our ability to do those deals because we have a restriction on operations that can't be open between 11 and 6 a.m. So we've asked for that to be removed so we can bring services to the area. Specifically because we've had many, many demands from residents that live in the area. There's the adjacent 200-unit apartments that are very close to the strip mall, and there's currently 200 more that were just constructed. And basically, on a daily basis, we have many senior citizens and the public coming around and saying, when are we going to have a convenience store, someplace where we can go buy our milk, our lotto tickets, etc. We've had sushi restaurants come and say, well, we'd like to be open a little past 11 o'clock to do business. We've had an Anytime Fitness come, and they're similar to a Snap Fitness. They operate 24-hour. They're currently interested, but will not even bring a deal to the table unless we have that restriction removed. So that's what we're trying to do. Our mall is located at the gateway to the community of Harborview, so we feel that it would offer convenience and services to residents that live in the area without having to get in the car and drive all the way to the other side of the overpass to other areas.
Fair enough. Okay, any questions of the applicant?
Have you seen the last report that was just handed to us?
I have, yes.
Oh, you know. When did you get it?
About 5 minutes before you did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I walked in the door. So I read it quickly while we were waiting. I see the recommendations. I had spoken with you and Michael, right?
Yes.
I had spoken, so I'm very clear on the pylon sign, because I understand that aspect. And the only other thing that we wanted to do, the only other change that I had submitted originally was to, on the uses that were not permitted, I wanted to add an exception for light oil changes and repair. So we're just wanting to, if we have, like a Great Canadian Oil Change, one of those types for businesses that want to come in that just do a quick oil change, that they would be allowed, and we would be allowed to do that deal with them, because currently it's restricting any automobile repair.
You want automobile repair?
No, we just want the exception for light repair and oil changes.
For what? I'm
just going to go back to my original letter of intent. Basically, item 4 on DAZ 50/2004, it lists all the following uses that are not permitted on the current C2 commercial district land, but we propose to add in except for light repair and oil changes to the following uses that are currently not permitted. So like automobile, including motorcycle rental sales, including accessory repairs, service installation of supplies/parts. And then we also propose to remove beer sales and liquor sales from the list of current uses that are not permitted. And we have asked for the freestanding use identification sign to be built higher at 30 to 35 feet. But we understand that that impacts the community. And that we still feel that we can achieve visibility with a 20-foot sign.
25. Okay. And you operate from Redona Avenue? Where is that, Redona Avenue?
That's our head office company.
Okay.
Our head office is Redonda.
Redona. It says Redona here.
Oh, Redonda. It's Redonda. It must be a area.
No, it says Renona. Renona.
Okay. Just Springfield Road turns into Redonda. Our company is affiliated with Progressive Machine and Mechanical Services, and our head office for Bilecki Bridges is in that building.
Yeah, I don't have any other questions at this point.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anybody whose name that's not been called that wishes to speak in support of the application? In support? Anybody whose name that's not been called that wishes to speak in opposition? In opposition? Anybody whose name that wishes to speak or register for information? Hear none. Somebody else? Any further comments? Or Councillor Wyatt has nothing to respond to?
Yeah, I'm going to move that this matter be laid over to next month because I haven't had a chance to read this report that was just handed to me. They have and I haven't.